What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget, I pre-record so I can do the video version and the audio version. Video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, and Twitch. And the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. I'm gonna get into this video. It's Dave Rubin. It's actually one of my favorite content creators. So no, I'm not homophobic. I definitely like Dave Rubin as a content creator, and definitely could chill and hang out with Dave Rubin and be on his show, and definitely love to interview him one day. Before we do though, I'm gonna give you a word from Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur.
That Dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. For it be sold out in your stores. That Dizzle.
That's right, that Dizzle. And sitting over to the chair on that left was the inventor and creator of Dizzle, Mike Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice. And it's nice if you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It is the cheaper link. Also below that is location. Oh yeah, my bad. Don't forget, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas. And our number one selling state for Dizzle, Arkansas, Little Rock, stand up. And shouts out to Little Rock Obama out there. Him and his guys are helping promote the Dizzle brand. Also, we got the Dizzle brand merch. Let me stand up. Let me show you one. T-shirts. Bam. See the T-shirt? Just like the logo. You can get this on DizzleBrand.com, on a merchandise store, or Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y.com. And look up Dizzle brand, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. It's Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. Let's get into it.
Show. It's a fifth grade teacher. So he's just a fifth grade teacher, this guy, trying to explain basic biology to several trans activists. And watch how it goes.
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Same as non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to cis women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated at some point.
If your chromosomes are XX and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not men.
We're excluding a whole group of
people
who menstruate.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life. Tell me what a man is.
You know what? Before I go any further, this is the problem I have with this whole argument. First of all, women might be accepting. There might be a fair amount of women out there accepting transgender women as women. But I could tell you right now, if she thinks that she's going to get an invitation to the boys club, no, it ain't happening. It's going to be a very small portion of dudes that are going to be down with this and going to fly with this. And you're not going to see, I would be surprised if I ever see a dude like in front of me say that that's a dude. That's why I posted on social media And it's getting a little reaction of, you know, we're living in this world where it's make-believe world where women can grow a penis and they can't grow penises. So she could call herself whatever she wants. She's not going to get an invitation to the boys club. And you know what question people are not asking is, what is a man? That's why the documentary is What is a Woman? Because this whole transgender thing is one-sided. Women, biological women identifying as men, will never, ever be good enough to compete in men's sports. So that's one-sided. They're never going to grow a penis. And this is the thing. Transgenders can cut a biological male can cut off his penis and you can create a hole, but you can't grow it back. Because you know what? Penises are grown in the womb. Let me keep it moving.
Well, what's a man to you? You define a man for me.
You have chromosomes that are X and Y. That's what a man is.
So why are we just looking at the science of this as an example?
Science.
When
no, pump the brakes. First of all, we're not looking at just the science of this. You know what we're looking at? The laws of nature. See, this is the problem I have with this argument, this transgender argument. Mankind does not dictate this shit right here. The laws of nature dictate this shit. You know who else doesn't dictate this either? Religion. Even though religion agrees with the laws of nature on this, religion does not dictate this either. And if we're saying science is part of the laws of nature, well, then that's why we're looking at the science of it. Because this is something that Mother Nature dictates, the laws of nature. Mankind does not get to dictate every single fucking thing on the planet. Or womankind, mankind, whatever you want to call them, they don't get to dictate it.
And we've learned sex and gender identity are two very, they're completely different things.
They're not completely different.
They are completely different.
Completely different words.
And sex is what you're born with, the sexual reproductive organs you have. Gender is what you identify with. They're completely different
things. Well, I don't accept that distinction. You have to argue for it. You're just giving a conclusion. You're just making it up. The people who hate.
That's the thing. They're just making this shit up. And I'm with him. This is something in society I will never accept. You will call me hateful, whatever. I'm being more asshole than this guy. This guy is talking calmly. He hasn't raised his voice one time. None of that shit. He's not cussing. Me, on the other hand, I can't do it. I can't. Like, this shit is going on a little too long. This make-believe imaginary fairy tale shit that you're trying to pawn off as reality and force us to all accept it, to conform to this nonsense, this horseshit, this bullshit. I'm with him on this. I will never accept this. Do I accept homosexuals and gays and lesbians? Yes, they've been around since mankind's been around. Tens of thousands of years. It's nothing new, you know, but saying that we've always had men that dress up like women and act like women, but now we're trying to say they are women. That's a whole different ballpark. It's a whole different league.
Hate the truth. People who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so, but that does not mean that the rest of us have to
join that illusion.
You disagree. I disagree with you, and so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all. So that's
you are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
Okay, I have to say, hold up. Before my Dave Rubin goes in, you notice how he was calm through the whole time, and you notice how she raised her voice. She got loud. That's not hateful. Getting loud with somebody, that's not hateful. And getting louder when they, you know, they're just completely calm and they're just speaking truth and facts. That's not hateful. the way she reacted, get the fuck out of here. What a hypocrite.
And it's the third time I've watched that video today. And that teacher, Ray, can we find him? I'd love to have him on, because what a calm, decent explainer of the truth. And, you know, it's funny, you know, I always say this thing about how when you're telling the truth, you don't have to be screaming, and you can sort of tell it in people's body languages because you can just communicate it honestly without being hysterical and everything. Even the way he's kind of sitting there, like, well, you guys have come to the conclusion. It's not reality, but you've come to that conclusion, not based on solid arguments or science. I love how she's suddenly for science. Yeah, right. Science. Okay, fine. We got to get that guy on the show. I think he'd be an interesting, and he's just a fifth grade teacher who's putting his butt on the line to do that, because I have no doubt that he's getting a ton of hate on that. But good for Dr. Phil to even have that, be willing to have that conversation. And I just want to say one other thing on this before we move on to the next clip. If you're a dude and your vagina's bleeding, you've got a problem, okay? Clip that and send it around the internet.
Oh, man. Yeah, I agree with Dave. Everything he said there. The guy was calm. He was relaxed. They got their panties in a bunch because he's speaking the truth. If the truth is hateful, I mean, I just posted on Facebook. I'm just going to be a super, super hateful motherfucker for the rest of my life. They call me super hateful, king hateful. I would just be considered hateful forever if the truth is hateful, because I'm not going to lie. Like, you lie to get out of trouble. That's when you lie. You lie when you're trying to get out of trouble. You know, you don't lie just to fucking lie. Just, you know, and that's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and lie just so you can feel better about yourself. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, stay far away from me. Stay the fuck away from me. I value honesty, man. I value honesty at the top of my list. And while you're at it, Google the name Paul Pickett Podcast. Drop an episode or two every single day. I'm going to try to ramp it up to 3 if I can. But it's just crazy to me how telling the truth is considered hateful. Even in telling the truth in a calm, relaxed manners considered hateful. Fuck that dumbass shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers better go cry in the fucking corner for all I care. That's some bullshit. Expect somebody to lie so you can feel better about yourself. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. Definitely follow Dave Rubin. I just heard my dog whining over there, which probably means she's got to go for a walk. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.